Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the weighted average cost of capital. What is capital? Capital is money used to start or run a business. It's the cash that we have. We need capital to ensure that we can continue to run our operations smoothly. Where does capital come from? You can obtain capital from borrowing from banks, which is debt, or owners, investors put their own money in the company, and it is called equity. What is the weighted average cost of capital? The weighted average cost of capital is a calculation of a firm's cost of capital in which each category of capital is proportionally weighted. All sources of capital, including common stock, preferred stock, bonds, and any other long-term debt are included in a weighted average cost of capital calculation. A firm's weighted average cost of capital increases as the beta and the rate of return on equity increase. As an increase in weighted average cost of capital, this denotes a decrease in valuation and an increase in risk. Debt and equity are the two components that constitute a company's capital funding. Lenders and equity holders will expect to receive a certain return on the funds or capital they have provided. Since cost of capital is the return that equity owners or shareholders and debt holders will expect, so weighted average cost of capital indicates the return that both kinds of stakeholders, equity owners and debt lenders, can expect to receive. Put another way, weighted average cost of capital is an investor's opportunity cost of taking on the risk of investing money in a company. So variables needed to calculate weighted average cost of capital. So first, we'll have to know how our capital structure is weighted in common equity. How is it weighted in preferred equity? What is the weight of our debt structure? Then we need to know the cost of capital for our common equity, or the expected return. What is the cost of capital on preferred equity, or the expected return on equity for preferred shares? Now, what is our cost of debt? That will be the interest rate we pay on our financing. And then T is the marginal corporate tax rate. So let's work a weighted average cost of capital example. So Sand Street Inc. went public by issuing 1 million shares of common stock at $25 per share. The shares are currently trading at $30 per share. The current risk-free rate is 4%. The market risk premium is 8%. And the company has a beta coefficient of 1.2. During last year, it issued 50,000 bonds at $1,000 par or face value that is paying a 10% coupon annually, maturing in 20 years. These bonds are currently trading at $950. The tax rate is 30%. We need to calculate the weighted average cost of capital. So first, we need to calculate the proportion of equity and debt in Sand Street and their structure. So the current market value of equity, right? So we have a million shares of common stock. So we need to know our equity value. So we have a million shares times $30 per share, because that is the current market price, or currently trading at $30. Okay? We want to know the current market value of our debt. Current market value of debt. Current market value. Okay? 50,000, $1,000 face value bonds are now trading at $950. All right, so let's calculate our market value of equity. $30 times a million is $30 million in equity. 50,000 times 950 is 47,500,000. So our total market value of debt and equity, 77,500,000. So our total capital structure, this is our total capital. This is all of our capital from equity and debt. This is all the cash. This is all of the cash. This is all the equity value, right? This is our total capital value. Total capital value, 77,500,000. So now we need to calculate the weight of equity. So we know we have 30 million in equity due to the million shares outstanding times $30 stock price. So we want to find the weight of equity equals 30 million divided by 77,500. So we want to know what percentage of the 77,500,000, what percentage of that is made up of equity. So we find that out when we take 30 million divided by 77.5 million, right? And we get 38.71%. So out of our capital structure, we are financed by equity 38.71%. So we are financed by equity at 38.71%. So now we need to calculate our weight of debt. All right, so we have 47,500,000 in total debt, 50,000 bonds, currently trading at 950, gives us 47,500,000. So we want to know what percentage of debt we have for our capital structure. So we'll divide by the total capital value, 77,500,000. And we'll get 61.29%. So now we need to estimate cost of equity and after-tax cost of debt. We can estimate cost of equity using either the dividend discount model or capital asset pricing model. So we remember CAPM, right? Rate of risk-free plus the return from the market minus the risk-free rate times beta. Right, so we'll use the CAPM model to find out our after-tax cost of equity. So from our current example, we can see that the risk-free rate is 4% plus the risk market risk premium is 8%. So the return on the market minus risk-free, and then our beta is 1.2. After this calculation, it'll give you 13.6%. So the cost of debt is equal to the yield to maturity of the bonds. With the given data, we can find that the yield to maturity is 10.61%. So our weighted average cost of capital is calculated like this. So weighted average cost of capital is the weight of our common stock times the rate of return on our common stock plus the weight of preferred stock times the return on the preferred stock plus the weight of debt times the return on the debt, 1 minus the tax rate. So we'll have our after-tax adjusted cost of capital. So for this example, notice we don't have any preferred shares to worry about. In this example, we only have common stock and debt financing. So Our weight of common stock, remember, was 38.71%. We're going to multiply that by the 13.6 on the Cap M. Remember, that was our return for our common stock. Then we'll add that to the weight, 61.29. And we'll multiply that by the return on debt, 7.427 after tax. So in the order of operations, we took the tax rate, remember? We took the tax rate. At 30% was the tax rate, right? So we got our after-tax cost of debt at 7.427%. So we took the return on debt at 10.61 and we multiplied it by 1 minus the tax rate to give us the 7.42. And our average weighted average cost of capital after we do the calculation, 9.8166. So we want to know, out of our capital structure, we'll be weighted in equity, we'll be weighted in debt at some figure, we'll have a return that we need to pay out to investors, and we'll have interest payments that we have to pay out to lenders. Taking the weights and multiply them by the returns and add them together from the equity and the debt side will give you your weighted average cost of capital, in this case, 9.8%.